Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Games coming up, 92.5 WBEE and Big Wing Eating. That is number one snack for football. Wings, I love wings. They say 1.47 billion with a B wings will be eaten this Sunday coming up for the big game. That could wrap the earth three times, that many wings. Did you even know that many wings existed? They're all going to be devoured. And some like them plain, some like them with sauce. We found a local hero whose sauce is blowing up. It's made right here in Rochester. It's called Karma Sauce. Gene, come on in here. And here's what's amazing is you were like an engineer for big science and everything, and you just made a career change. How hard was that?
Explain to the NASA guys why I didn't want to go to Houston because I had to pick peppers that week.
Oh, you know? My gosh. See, I was like, well, so let me get this straight. Working for NASA, you're an engineer, and because you and some neighbors started growing these, you were like, I love this. I'm going to start making hot sauce. I could do this professionally. And you just left your day job. And now you're making 50 million different types of hot sauces.
Yeah, I mean, it took quite a while. The big thing for me was the way I do stuff with this really, you know, all-natural approach, sort of handmade approach, is not typical.
Right.
I couldn't really find anyone just to do it because a lot of people will make sauce. Most hot sauce businesses have somebody else make their stuff.
We're talking with Gene Karma Sauce, made right here in Rochester. He left NASA to do a hobby that he just loved and enjoyed, creating these hot sauces. There's so many to choose from. Check them out, karmasauce.com. And you became really, really popular from the podcast and show The Hot Ones, where they ask celebrities questions and how hot can they go in the sauces. Let's try some. Let's go.
Did it soar after?
It was gone in like 3 weeks.
Awesome. I had no idea that the hot sauce game, there was such a variety of, I mean, they're different colors. You guys do a 1 through 10 type heat scale. And like you were explaining to me before, it's so individualized, so personalized. What's hot to me may not be hot to Bo. But you try to put it, you know, a 5, a 6, a whatever out of 10 on there. So people know, all right, this one's hot. This one's not so hot. But then they all taste so different.
Yeah, and I can't wait to try How Hot Can I Get It? That's coming up next. Karma Sauce Gene, thanks for stopping. Rochester has created such incredible products. There's so much great history in Rochester, and we just found a new one. Gene's here from Karma Sauce, made popular because of the flavors to put on the wings and the chickens and the meats. Oh, there's so many different ones. He brought a couple of them for us to sample. Also, really blew up after The Hot Ones, the show and the podcast, where they ask the celebrities questions and how hot can they get. You're kind of smiling over there. Hope Julepini, is that what you got over there?
Pineapple taco vibes.
It's delicious. I feel pathetic that I'm like, this has a kick to it. And you're saying this is the most mild one.
Yeah, it's one of the most. I think Good Karma might be ever so slightly milder, but that's got a little bit of.
Okay, I want to try something called Liftoff. What number is that?
So that would be probably like a 3, maybe.
Okay.
And this is the.
I'm trying to stay 5 and under. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, that's all right.
So let me try that.
So this is the new one that's out on Hot Ones. So it's kind of our It Girl sauce at the moment.
Ooh, the It Girl.
I'm going to try the It Girl. Is this the one that's going to be featured on?
Yeah, it's been out for 2 weeks, and so far the guests have really loved it.
All right.
And we were excited about this sauce, particularly because, A, it's, you know, we've been making sauce continuously for Hot Ones since season 5.
Okay.
And, you know, with the Los Calientes sauces that we make for them. But this is the first one that
isn't. It Girl got her. It Girl got her.
It's got a little kick. It's not, you know.
Eyes watering.
But the taste is really good.
What was that called?
Like which a one? Thai vibe.
That's a liftoff. So it's
liftoff.
It's like a green chili with a little bit of galangal and lemongrass and lime
you
leaf.
Taste all of that. So if you're a lover of heat and you want a really good taste, that liftoff is excellent.
Spice outside the lines.
Go for Go for it, Hope. Come on.
I just said that the one was spicy.
This is gonna get
Her. So
we are not cut out for hot ones.
I went to college with a guy who said that he couldn't eat ketchup because it was too spicy.
What?
So you know what? At least I can handle ketchup.
Woo! I like the liftoff. That was easy.
Okay, what's the Scorpion Disco? Is that the super hot one? Let's give that to Bo.
Oh, God, so it's a nine.
This usually gets the contestants on the hot ones, the podcast, the show. I'm going for it, a nine. I love hot sauce.
That's our sweetest sauce as well. You notice that's quite a bit sweeter than about everything else, yeah.
Oh, man.
I like that with just a dab on some chicken. Like if I go get some chicken out or whatever, and it's really great.
Oh, that hit quick. Mm. Hang on, Bo.
Throw it on fire.
That's hotter than Ghost Island.
Very much so. A lot hotter.
Luckily, it was just a dab. That would have took a little more. Woo! Delicious, but the heat comes fast. You don't have to wait for it. Mm-hmm. Some of those other ones, I had to swallow it before I even hit it. This, my tongue's on fire right now.
Yeah, it's
fire, though.
Yeah, it's no joke.
Wow. And then the little bit that's hit your lips, that's still like...
I don't feel my lips right now.
Well, you ate something that has the word scorpion in it.
Yes.
So that's usually a big red flag.
Yeah, that's the one. Matt Damon had a very adverse reaction to that one.
So Matt Damon, maybe you're able to handle heat more than Matt Damon.
Well, thank
Listen
you.
To that.
Mm-hmm. How about them apples, Matt Damon?